James Humberstone.
Welcome to Music Settle, the podcast about what music education should look like in the 21st century, which we are one-fifth of the way through now, so we really ought to have this sorted. Anyway, today, a short one. We've just been listening to some sumptuous saxophony from Elijah Hargreaves, and I have to say, again, such a great experience this week to be looking at students' websites, from my point of view, to be marking them to see where they've got to over the 12 or 13 weeks of the course. A course, of course, incredibly changed this year because of having to take it online about 4 weeks in and doing it all remotely, redesigning the way that I could teach all sorts of things that I would normally teach in person. One of the things I did manage to teach just before we finished, we had the alcohol wipes on one side for the microphones, was microphone use, technique, position, that kind of thing, and something that Elijah has put to great use there in that multi-tracked sax piece. As you can tell, he recorded all of the parts himself, and he's going to be presenting that. It's a piece called A Song for Japan. He's going to be presenting that in elective stream 4 of our public presentation of learning on Friday, which again, of course, because of this year and the situation we're in, is happening online. So unless you're listening to this a couple of days after the fact, you're welcome to join us. Details to come at the end of the podcast. So what is elective stream 4? I can tell you're asking. Well, let me just mention what we've had in the last three podcasts in this little micro series this week. Monday, I talked about the for kids of all ages, including primary schools. And the idea being that I just wanted to make sure that we would have a stream for primary teachers, although it's not necessarily a primary music stream, as I mentioned. Listen back to that if you want a little bit more. But yes, projects that will work with students across many different ages. And then elective stream 2, I talked about on Tuesday. That was digital resources for teaching, learning, and music making. Some interesting iBooks, eBooks, animation, all sorts of fun things in there. And then yesterday I talked about elective stream 3, songwriting, composing and creativity. And that was a great opportunity, just as I've started off today, to play you some of our students' fantastic work and to see what they've actually been able to do creatively and how they think the skills they've learned will assist, help become part of their teaching practice in future years. And of course, we had some resources around that with Katrina's amazing website. So today, elective stream 4 is, it's kind of the COVID period stream. Nothing at all to do with the virus. I must make that very clear. But we've all experienced, haven't we, those virtual choirs and virtual orchestras. So many amazing, wonderful projects. My kids took part in a couple of them. One for put together by the Opera Australia Orchestra. My daughter sang a solo in for Anzac Day, and another one for the ABC, our national broadcaster, singing I Am Australian. Hundreds of different people from their homes singing apart and together. So really inspiring. So Elijah's picked up on that and done a beautiful job. Another project in that particular stream that I can't play you a part of because she hasn't posted it yet, is Montana Tays. Her project, it says here, This Is Me, an Inner Isolation Recording Project. So I think, remembering what I read in her description, she has sort of got friends and family together. I imagine with the family, she was perhaps even able to do that in situ, maybe in a shared living space, but obviously friends would have been remotely over most of this period. You are allowed small visits here in Australia now. So that's going to be fascinating. And of course, I mean, most of us are hoping, wherever you are in the world, that we're coming to the end of the worst of this pandemic. But of course, it is possible that there will be second waves. And if so, and if we head back into isolation, those skills will be extremely useful. So I think this will be a popular stream because a lot of you will have seen these amazing videos and heard these amazing recordings done remotely and might be wondering, how are they achieved? Even though I haven't heard Montana's recording, I'm very happy to recommend it to you, because last year when Montana was in first year, she's actually doing this course a year early this year, when she was in first year, she came along to a course that I was running called CAME. You probably remember I covered it quite a lot in the first series because I was asking students to learn a chord instrument, a chord playing instrument. And the thing that really impressed myself and Brad Fuller, who was assessing with me in the assessment task, was that Montana didn't just strum the chord, she actually played it like she knew the instrument very, very confidently and just looked like a rock and roller, even though she's a classical vocalist. So again, I just loving seeing how many of our students actually bring multiple instrumental skills and cross-genre, cross-musicking skills with them to the con, or develop them while they're with us. And I tell you what, if we can get through that in a four-year, for everybody, if we can get through that in a four-year undergraduate degree or a two-year master's degree, I reckon we're doing all right. The last presentation that I'm going to talk about in this particular stream, and there are actually six presentations in this stream, but some of the others I covered yesterday, they're going to present both in the composing stream and in this stream because they've kind of done both as part of their projects. The last one that I want to mention exclusively in this stream today is Jay Viney's project. And Jay did the exact thing, the virtual choir. And they said to me early on, and I think I read it in their blog post just yesterday when I was doing some reading / marking / sampling. Oh, how predictable. Yes, I've done that virtual choir thing. But it's not predictable, you know, because when you look at Jay's work and you see, I'm going to estimate there must be 30, 40, 50 faces on the screen at any one time. Well, the first thing I think is, oh man, my computer fan is going to be blowing pretty hard there and everything's going to slow down. And if any of you have ever tried doing that with that many bits of video all in sync and trying to get the audio right at the same time, it is an enormous project. I'm actually going to do a podcast in the next series I've already been planning out about this for choirs. I've got a couple of things on vocal ensembles that I'm planning. So we'll talk about this more and on, but suffice to say, it's amazing. And so I'm going to play you out today with a bit of Jay's amazing virtual choir, virtual ensemble. There's instruments in it as well. That they'll share with us on Friday. So that's nearly everything that I have to tell you, because of course the last thing to do is just to make sure that if you are listening to this before Friday the 19th of June, that you know that you can join us. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you're in America, especially on the East Coast, I'm afraid to admit that it will involve getting up halfway through the night. But everywhere else, Europe, UK time, Asia, it should all be, actually work quite well because it's the evening for us here in Sydney. So 5:30 PM here in Sydney, give it a bit of a Google, see what time that is for you, wherever you are in the world, and come along. You can book your free ticket by going to bit.ly/inventideas, where both words are capitalized. So capital INVENT, capital IDEAS, invent ideas. Click on there. And when you are booking your free ticket, you can also choose your elective stream. So I've covered the elective streams, 4 out of 5 of them. If you want to have a look at the details for the elective streams, you can look at the program, and the program is at bit.ly/ all capitals SCMMTMEP and then lowercase ROG. That is all capitals SCMMTMEP lowercase ROG SCMMTME prog. That's all I've got for you. I'm really, really looking forward to giving the nearly final podcast in this micro series tomorrow, and hopefully seeing some of you online. But there will be a couple of little bonus episodes, or at least one bonus episode about the Maker Movement, which I'm going to chuck in as well, because that's been a real success in this online period. And there's lots of stuff there that I'm sure many of you will want to take away. But for now, please enjoy just a little excerpt of Jay Viney's amazing virtual ensemble.
Music Zettel was written, presented, and produced by James Humberstone.